No shit, Sherlock. Of course, we can't smoke in here. That's why I'm smoking next to the window and blowing the smoke outside. What do you mean? Stop staring. I'm just trying to figure out why some goody-two-shoes dork like you is in here with me. Can't help but to notice that. I haven't seen you around here before. You do know that the computer lab is further down the hall, dork. Wait, you're meant to be in here? You? There's no way that you're in detention with me. Aren't you supposed to be the school's prodigal son or something? Well, I'm very intrigued then. Wait, sorry, I'm just gonna throw my cigarette away. Anyway, I would love to know what naughty thing you have done that brought you into detention today. Oh, come on. You can tell me. No big deal? Yeah, well, I think it was actually a very big deal if we have Mr. Goody Two Shoes joining me in here. Yeah. Whatever you say. You do know that there's no harm in just spilling the beans to me, right? This detention room is literally my second home. I get sent here for all kinds of shit almost every day. Usually I'm all by my lonely in here, so when someone comes in here looking as out of place as you do right now, I think it's only natural for someone like me to want to know what's up. You know, you can just tell me, right? Like, who the fuck am I gonna tell? I ain't no snitch. Listen here, shitstick. You're not exactly serving international man of mystery right now. Honestly, you mostly look guilty and scared and kind of pale and a little bit queasy, actually. And I don't want to play guessing games with you. So you tell me right now what the hell you did to put yourself in here. Don't worry, you have my confidentiality. Fine, don't tell me. No skin off my back either way. You fucked up royally to get put in here, and you don't even want to tell me what they booked you on? Damn, this could have been the one time in your life that I didn't look at you like a boring little bookworm who takes the world too seriously. What a shame.
Teachers and students, please refrain from using any computers or devices connected to the school internet, as we are currently experiencing an unexpected outage. Thanks.
Huh? What's so funny about that? Am I missing something? Care to share the rest of the well, with me? You did that. Did what? Wait. You expect me to believe that you, all by yourself, hacked into the county school board's computers? Why on earth would you do that? Seriously? Finally, you're using your little nerd brain powers for good. I don't understand why you couldn't have just told me that in the first place. That's pretty cool, actually. Not gonna lie. But changing the lunch menu to serve chicken nuggets every day? Really? Did you seriously think that the lunch ladies wouldn't notice? Wait. We have been eating chicken nuggets every day this week. Oh my god. Seriously though. Admin access to the school board's computer system? And you want chicken fucking nuggets? How about use your talent for good? What? What do I want? Why is it so hard to imagine that I might just want to do some good for my fellow students? Sorry. I couldn't say it with a straight face. Yeah, no, it's for me. Well, if you must know, Scholastic performance hasn't exactly been a priority for yours truly. It is, however, still very much a priority of my parents, and they're ready to ship me off to actual fucking military school if I don't shape up and act like a Naris or a bitch or whatever I'm supposed to do. Just act right and you'll get the good grade, sweetie. Like, bruh, fuck that shit. I'm living my best life right now, and they want to send me off to go march around and get yelled at all day? Like, you losers might annoy the shit out of me, but you're like, what did chemistry bitch call it? A known variable. That's it, you know? Some asshole blasting revenge into a shitty boogle at 5 a.m. most definitely isn't. So, you gotta help me. Please, 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 please. Look, I wouldn't even be talking to you right now if you didn't, you know, exhibit potential. But my situation's bad. I'm on the ropes here. Maybe I could tag you in. No, I don't know why I used this stupid boxing joke either. Look, are you in or not? Oh, you're still not sure? Oh my god. You know, you're not as easy to push around as the other dorks around here. Still, a loser, but a smart loser. I'll give you that. Fine, whatever. I'll explain the plan first, then you can decide. First, some background. Because I choose to spend my time doing cool shit and actually learning how to survive in real life instead of learning about quadratical equations or finding Volvograd on a map or whatever other dumb shit I'm supposed to be doing with my time, between picking pockets on the morning bus and swiping snacks in the evening, I'm now dangerously close to getting dragged to the nearest Fort Dead old guy, where I will probably, if we're being honest here, be swiftly court-martialed for striking a superior asshole, thus putting me in prison for a very long time. Which would be a bad thing, of course. So, I need to suddenly get really good at school. No, we aren't talking from an F to a D or something. We are talking B's and A's. And let's be honest, there's no way on earth I'm gonna pull grades like that. I mean, I guess maybe I could if I really tried. But like, why? You know? Like, literally why? I might not have big plans for life, but I know for sure that whatever I do, I won't need some pretty piece of paper to do it. So, listen carefully because this is the part where you come in. Since you're the big shot with the admin access to the school board's computers, I want you to sit your dorky ass in front of a school computer like God intended, do your hacking thing, and change my grades to an A. Won't that be easy for you? It better be, because you're already running on borrowed time. I was kinda actually supposed to be gone like 2 weeks ago. Luckily, I planned ahead. Eventually. However, Mommy Dearest is going to finish those boxes of Pinot Noir in the fridge. And remember to come looking for those brochures for Camp No Fun that I stashed in my underwear drawer. I give her a week at the latest. So, there's the stakes, buddy. Questions, comments, concerns? Whoa, you do not handle pressure well. Are you shaking? Look, it's normal to feel scared like this the first time you run this sort of scam. You'll get used to it in practice, though. Eventually, it becomes this sort of frill, you know? Just keep going, and soon you'll be like me, buddy. Are you shaking even harder? That was supposed to be encouraging, asshole. Just chill. This won't even be as big of a deal as your little chicken nugget gate scandal or whatever. Actually, that whole fiasco is probably gonna work in our favor. They'll be so distracted trying to figure out how you got into their system that they probably won't notice me suddenly exceeding expectations and hitting educational milestones overnight. Perfect plan, really. No applause necessary. And hey, at least you don't have to factor in your running speed to get away with your hustle. I mean, think about it. I'm just preparing for your future, right? Well, if your first instinct after getting admin access to an entire school board was to use it for personal gain, dude, that's Fortune 500 CEO mindset. You're gonna make it. Meanwhile, I'll probably still be fencing fake Versace to idiots downtown. I'm basically helping you get used to winning, if you think about it. It sounds like I'm trying to take advantage of you. Okay. Actually, maybe don't think about it. Regardless, if you do this for me, you'll have earned a little bit of my respect. A tiny bit. Maybe. What? Earned a favor? Pfft, what? Nah. You're actually repaying the favor, you see? The favor of me giving you such an inspirational speech and helping you see your true potential or some shit, I don't know. Dismissal bell's about to ring though, so here's your last chance. In or out? In? Really? Oh my god, dude, thank you. For not being such a stick in the mud. For once. Or something. Whatever. Thanks. You know, if you aren't doing anything later, my guys actually had to cancel on our plans tonight, so, here's my number. Not like, here's my number, you know? Just so you can text me if you want to hang out or when the grades get changed or something. Nothing just happened, and if you say otherwise, I won't get the cash I just swiped from you. Okay, thanks, bye.